We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A little moderated panel here the other day with the folks from Mayo Clinic and sports injuries. Really fascinating stuff that I think we should all be aware of. 6:22, good morning. And one of the things happening out here at Radio Row and all of the activity at the Mall America are all the folks walking through for the Super Bowl. But every Friday morning, we love to talk with the CBS folks. And today we have the CBS News White House and senior foreign affairs correspondent Margaret Brennan, who's hosting Face the Nation. And Margaret, thanks for joining us. Great to have you on this morning.
Great to be with you.
You know, I wanted to bring this up to you because it's become such a story, this flu bug. And it's interesting. I just saw a report only a few minutes ago that there's three Philadelphia Eagle players that have come down with, they think, maybe the flu. We don't know all the details. But I know, Margaret, on Sunday, you're going to talk about this because this, you know, I was just out in Boston last week. It's incredible what's going on.
People are just getting rocked by this flu. Anyone that you and I know who's been hit by it will tell you it really knocks you off your feet. And a lot of people who already had their flu shot still suffered from it. And so we're going to talk to Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's the director of the National Institute of Infectious Diseases. And he'll talk to us about the health crisis here, how they're trying to manage it, why people who are immunized are still getting hit with the strain of the flu, how to recognize some of the symptoms, and what the government is trying to do to respond to it. Because as you say, it really is widespread and it is becoming fatal in many cases. So we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about some inside the Beltway politics here in Washington as well.
Yeah, I just think about your schedule, for example, and how you stay protected yourself as reporters, because you guys are constantly on the go. Have you been able to stay healthy through all of this?
Well, knock on wood or something. We are. We're just, you know, we're hit by the deluge of news that has been Washington since the inauguration of President Trump. That's what's really been hitting us. So it's something we've been powering through, and it's something we're going to continue to push through this week because we're waiting to see whether or not over the weekend, perhaps as late as this evening, we could see this memo get released from the House Intelligence Committee that's causing all this furor in Washington about whether or not it's really going to cause a divide between the president and his FBI director, who are very much at odds about whether this information put together by politicians on Capitol Hill should be released because it may be damaging to the FBI. But the president seems to think it will help him in some of his arguments that this Russia probe perhaps is politically biased in his view.
Margaret, is that a political divider? Is that Republican versus Democrats? How are you reading that that discussion?
Well, there are a lot of divides because there are Republicans in the Senate, including the Senate Intelligence Committee head there, Senator Richard Burr, who says, wait a second, the House needs to slow down here and not rush out this memo for release without taking a breath and looking through this for redactions and seeing if there are reasons on national security grounds to be concerned. And maybe we should take the FBI director's views into consideration here. We know the president, even before he saw the memo, was convinced it should come out because he thought it would be, prove the point that he has been convinced of himself. And this morning he's out there tweeting already saying that the FBI is politically biased. And it seems to be including now the FBI director that he put in place, Christopher Wray. So there could be some reverberations here beyond the politics, because if this really starts to cause waves and a divide between the president and his FBI director, that could have a big impact on law enforcement.
The Republican from South Carolina announced that he is not seeking re-election. Are you going to be talking about that on Sunday on Face the Nation?
Yes, and we'll have the man himself, Congressman Trey Gowdy of South Carolina. He's going to give us his first interview since he announced that he's not seeking re-election. You know, he's been someone who's been deeply involved, not just with this memo, but if you remember with the Benghazi probe, And he's going to talk to us about why he's decided, as he says, that justice is better served with him being back in the justice system than him being on Capitol Hill. He's hinting there he might return perhaps in the role of a federal judge or some other job there, wanting to go back to some of the legal background that he had and not stay in Washington. So we want to talk to him about what's motivating that, whether we'll see him resurface again in some other form within the Trump administration, or just turn a page and leave what the president calls the swamp.
Margaret, a quick digression before we let you go. New England or Philadelphia? We're out here at the Super Bowl. All sorts of people. I just saw some players walk by me a moment ago. Who are you going with?
You know, this is a tough one for me. I am a Connecticut Yankee, so I feel like I need to go with the Patriots. My family now lives in Pennsylvania, and it's like a religion in the Philly area, so I feel like I need to protect their safety by not winning.
All right, we're going to let you go 50. We were hoping for a tie game. How about that?
There you go.
Margaret, look forward to seeing you on Sunday right here on WCCO TV Channel 4. I appreciate your time as well. Thank you.
Take care.
CBS News White House and Senior Foreign Affairs Correspondent Margaret Brennan hosting Face the Nation on WCCO at 6:28.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.